Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf chet, and we're seven lines down from the top of the daf. Now, we've been exploring the various ways in which we know which of the korbanos are mechaper on what element of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedesha. So yesterday we went through a overall approach, but we want to get in to some of the things that we spoke about yesterday. And remember that the suggestion was initially that when it says the kapora by the Seir HaNa'aseh Bifnim talks about to be mechaper on Yisrael from tumatam, to call tumatam and we call chatatam and so on. So we first suggested that maybe Tumatam would be a reference to Avodah Zarah, or Shvichas Domim, or Arayas. But today the Gemara wants to know how exactly we knew, because the answer that we gave was that we're looking for Mitumot Velo Kol Tumot, and what the particular Tuma was that we should exclude was not explained, but we said it must be that there's a unique tumah, because it says mitumot. What's the unique tumah? The unique tumah must be tumas migdash v'kedosha, because all these other tumahs that you mentioned, they are chayiv in a regular korban chatas. And the only one where the Torah was mekel was the tumas migdash v'kedosha to be able to bring a korban ol v'yoreid, which is, of course, a big kula, because if you can't afford the very expensive chatas behema, you could always bring an oaf. If you can't afford the oaf, you can always bring a minchas chote. But the question was, that we're going to be raising today, is there are ways to say that there are other types of tumas where the Torah also made them different than everything else. So let's take a look at that today. You said, says the Gemara, Omar Mar, you said yesterday that how do we know that we're not talking about the Tumeis B'nai Yisrael that refer to Avodah Zarah and Arayas and Shvichas Domim, because you said, Yochol HaShalosh Tumot HaLolu, Yeisa'ir Mechaper. Therefore, since it says in the Pasuk, Mi Tumot B'nai Yisrael, not all of the Tumot, and it doesn't say which one it's referring to, so let's look around and see which one the Torah refers to as being unique in another place. And what is that? Ma matzinu shechalaka katuv miklau kalatumot mitumot bitumat migdash v'kedosha. Where did we find that there's a unique situation among all of these other tumas, like Avodah Zarah or Giloy Arayas? Only Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha, therefore, must be referring to over here also, when it says by the Seir HaNa'aseh Bifnim that the Kohen will be Mechaper on Yom HaKippurim, the Mi Tumot B'nai Yisrael, that was the particular type of Tumah that it was referring to, and it's Divrei Rebbe Yehuda that it's talking about, only Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha, and what is the special case, my Chalak? Clearly, that he brings a korban ol v'yoreid. So the same way that the Torah was making to allow you to bring a korban ol v'yoreid for the Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha, the Torah was also miyached this korban Seir HaNa'aseh Bifnim on Yom HaKippurim for a particular type of tuma that it had defined as unique in a different place. And that is exactly the same thing, Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha. Now, when you say that it made it special because it brings a korban ol v'yoreid, couldn't you say that maybe it's referring to Mitumot B'nai Yisrael is a reference to Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah also has something special about it that is different than any of the other tumais, my chalak, if it would be Avodah Zarah? Well, the difference is that a yochid who's ovid Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, he is chayev a korban si'ira. Now, it's true that on every chet of a chatas kavua, you could bring a si'ira, but normally you have an option to bring a kizba. And therefore, you have also an opportunity to have a choice. If something is more expensive, you can go for the cheaper one, you know. Mashenke, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you only have one choice. You're going to have to buy a si'ira even if you would have liked to purchase a cheaper kisba, or maybe you have a kisba, so that is unique. Omer of Kahana, yeah, of course it's unique, but we're looking for unique in the direction that would make it reasonable that the chutzer anase bifnim is what is being mechaper. That's a kula. Because if the chutzer anase bifnim is mechaper for you, it doesn't cost you any money. You're a yochid. And you're telling me there's a special kula in the case of the din of korban, that of Mikdash V'Kedosha, that it brings to it, oil of the Yeret, so too, that's a kula. So too, we have another kula, namely, that we're going to use the Surah Nasib 15 at no expense to you, and no tircha to you, the coin is going to be mechaper for you. So we need to find something that makes it more likely to give you a kula. You're telling me, well, if a zar is unique, yeah, but it's unique in that it's a chumrah, in that you can only bring a seer and not a kisba. So that's the opposite of the direction we're looking for, sir. And therefore, this cannot be the solution. Omer of Kahana, Anan Chalak Lahakel Kamrinan. What we're talking about is something unique, but in the direction of Kula. You're bringing me a Chalak Lahakmir to make it more Chamor than other Karbanais. Okay, fine. Maybe that the Soyer Hanase Bifnim would be Mechaper on a Yoledet. How about that? Because a Yoledet, there is a Chalak Lekula. Namely, if a Yoledet cannot afford, I mean, it's sort of similar to the classic Korban Olav Yard that we're talking about over here. So normally, she would have to bring a Korban Ola, which would be a Kisba, and she would bring a chatas off. But if she can't afford the kesev, then she can't afford the kesev, then she can bring another bird. So, I mean, if that's the case, that's similar to a korban olav yored, obviously not with all of the variables and so on, but at least it's a kula that we take into consideration her financial situation. So maybe that's the thing. The same way that the Torah was mekel in the tumah of a yoledet, by allowing her to pay less for her carbon if she can afford it, so too, if that's the case, when the soyer anase bifnim is brought, and it says that it's going to be mechaper on certain tumahs, cheap, so then it's mistaber that could be referring to a yoledet. So why do you say for sure that it's referring dafka to the case of tumas mingdash v'kedosha? Now, Tosis points out that the idea over here of it would be mecharpa on the yoledet is not so simple. You see, Rashi says that when what's a nafkamina if it says it's mecharpa on the yoledet? I mean, she has to bring her korban anyway. There's no nafkaminas about yediyah or anything like that, right? So when she finds out, she brings her own korban. So in what sense would it be a kula? So Rashi says that what it must mean is that if what happened over here is that Yom Kippur came before the woman brought her own korbanos for the Leda, that she would not have to bring those korbanos, which Tosis objects to vehemently. Because anything that you have a specific korban on, the Torah doesn't let you off by bringing these korbanos on not knowing or not having had a chance. We learned that from similar, the case that it says to the Chatatam, and the Pishehem, that only if you're not chayav a korban for it, like a pesha. But if you're going to be chayav a korban, how could it let you off from the korban? So Tosa says, you know what it must be referring to when it talks about a yoledet? It's referring to a suffix yoledet. So normally we could determine by examining the actual fetus that was yoledet, in the case that she was, let's say, had a miscarriage, an early miscarriage. There's very often times where we have a suffix whether that early miscarriage was sufficient to be batamir or whether there was insufficient fetal development to be called a yoledet. In such a case, in order to be able to eat mitzad ha-suffix, to eat from kachim, so she would bring a chatas yoledes and not have it eaten, because anyway, only the damas goes on Mizbeach. So that's a suffix chatas for a suffix yoledet. So Tosa says, in a case of a suffix, then if Yom Kippur had come first, in the same way that where you bring an Asham Toloi, which is an Asham that is being brought for a Suffolk, essentially, whether you're not sure you were over on an Isser that's Chayav Achatas. So there, if Yom Kippur passes, then you don't bring a Suffolk, a carbon on a Suffolk. So this would be the equivalent of a carbon on a Suffolk. Anyway, a detail, but an important detail in what it's referring to when it says you'll let it. So why doesn't it mean you'll let it? Amar Rav Hoshaya. Well, because a you'll let it is not a chotad. It says over here that the soyer hanase bifnim, the Kohen should bring the dam to be mechaper lechol chatotam. Now, a yoledet is not a chotat. A yoledet is tmeah. So we don't bring the carbon soyer hanase bifnim for tuma, lo lechol tumotam. We bring it for a chait. The chait of tumas migdash v'kedoshav was the achilas kachim or the kenisa l'migdash bituma. But we're not looking for an opportunity to have a saran asa bifnim to take off tuma. That's not the point. Okay, but what about according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that every yoledet is actually a chotat. Because since as she's going through the pains of birth, she swears, I ain't ever doing this again. Be darned if I'll let that guy get close to me and impregnate me and force me to go through this again. Get out of here. So she swears she'll never go do this again. So that would be like a shvua shav. And therefore, she's called a chotat. So then according to him, we could say that we're being makel by allowing her to bring only an oaf for instead of a keves to Michael Amimah. So then we could say that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is mechaper on that chait. Well, that doesn't matter because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said before, Mimekomohu Mukhra, since it says V'chiper al HaKodesh, I don't need any rayas. He didn't go in for this whole drasha of where is there another tuma that is the same that we could say it was unique. He didn't need any of that. He says, why are you draining a cup? It says B'Ferish L'Chaper al HaKodesh. That's it. So therefore, we can ask a question, according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay, got you. But what about maybe a Mitzora? A Mitzora also, in a sense, is a carbon all of a Yored, because if a Mitzora can't afford the Chatas of the Mitzora, so then we let him off, and we do the same thing for the Mitzora that we do for the Yoledet. So when it comes time at the Yom HaShmini, after he went through all of the Kitzipurim and so on and so forth, so he has to bring actually his Kapara, which is Shnei Sirim, and one of them is going to be an Asham, and the other one is going to be an Ayla. And if he can't afford the Ayla, or he can't afford so much, so then we replace them with what? Shnei Torim u'shnei v'nei yonah. Echad yola v'echad l'chatas. That's sort of like a korban al v'yored. I mean, you know, it's not exactly the same. He still has to bring an asham, obviously. But, I mean, the idea is that when it comes to the chatas, we're going to be makel on him, that he can use a chatas ha'ov, if he can afford it. So then maybe that is the chalak. And just like the Torah was makel on a mitzera, that he is able to bring a tzipor instead of a keves, so too it was makel on a mitzera that the tzera nasa bifnim would be mechaper on him. Amar Rav Hoshaya, look, it says l'chol chatotam, not l'chol tumotam. We're not bringing the tzera nasa bifnim as a substitute for the type of carbon that is going to take off the b'chusar kippurim. So that's a Tuma issue. Therefore, that's not even in the running. Well, no, wait a minute. What, according to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini says that Sarat is a punishment for Lashon Hara, or for Shvichas Domim, or for Shvua Shav, or for Arayas, or for Gaiva, or for Gneva, whatever. So, I mean, he has seven different things that Sarat is Mechaper for. So, if that's the case, then it's a mitzora is a chayte. So, Michael Amimar? No, come on. All of those things are never chayev on their own. They're not kind of a carbon. You don't bring a carbon for all of those things. What, for being stuck up, you bring a carbon? Boy, that would be great. Not a bad idea, but and there is no carbon. And there's no carbon for Gisela. There's no carbon for being stingy. The Ayn Rand, I mean, I understand. How could you think that there would be? That's coming for, the tzaraas is mechaper on those things. The carbon isn't mechaper. The tzaraas is the kapara. Now, to get him tahor, he needs to bring these karbanos, biyom hashmini. That's a din in Tyra. It's not a din in chet. So even though maybe the reason that he needs to become tahor was through a chet, but we're not bringing the carbon on the chet at all. It's the nige de mechaperle. The carbon is there in order to allow him to come back into eating kachim, which is the girsa that some have, is lishtaruye bekachim. There's the lashon lishtaruye bekahal is a little bit strange because, I mean, even though there, you know, the point is supposed to be badot yeshev, but that's not the meaning of lishtaruye bekahal, but okay, that's our girsa. All right, but maybe it's talking about a nazir tame. So then the nazir who is tame, he has to be mitdaher. First from his Azir's tuba, and then, of course, he has to do the tiglachas, and he has to bring his karbonas in order to begin again his count and being finishing up his Azir's, right? Now, over there, Nazir Tameh, his Eila and Chatas L'chatchila, even if he's got a lot of money, his Eila and Chatas L'chatchila is to bring Shnei Torim or Shnei V'nei Yonah. So normally, you pay a lot of money for an Eila Nechatas. And over here, you pay almost nothing. So that means the Torah was very makel on him. So maybe that's exactly the case over here. A Nazir Tameh, where Yom Kippur passed by, and the Kohen brought the Sarah Nasibifnim. So maybe at that case, he can restart his Naziris. Omer Avoshaya, it says Beferish, L'chol Chatotam, V'lo L'chol Tumotam. And over here, we are bringing this carbon in order for the Nazir to become Tahor, to be able to restart as a Naziris. But we're not bringing it on a chet, are we? Well, what about according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar? He said a Nazir is also a chote. Why? Because he was betzir atzmo min hayayin. So, I mean, as Richie will tell us, a guy who's crazy enough to make a neder not to drink any alcohol is clearly a sinner. A major sinner. And therefore, a Nazir is also al kochatosam. But why are you saying it's only for tumotam? And Michael Neymar. Well, you could say that he agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Namely, since it says v'chiper ala kodesh, mimekomo mukhra, and we don't need to look around for a reason why it's dafka referring to kodesh. It says so. Okay, let's take a look at that again. Omar Mar, Rabbi Shimon was the one who said in that braita, Mimekomo hu mukhra. Why are you guys looking around all over the world for something that's right in front of your eyes? It says, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumot b'nei Yisrael. That means, V'chiper ala kodesh mitumato shel kodesh. I mean, you can't get clearer than that, can you? It says, Beferish, what it is that we're being mechaper on. So what's all of this? Yeah. What is all of this, says the Gemara? That's a very good point. Shapir ka'omer Rabbi Shimon, why are we doing this if it says in the Pasuk directly what the carbon is for? It's for al HaKodesh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you why I don't agree with that. I need that Pasuk v'chiper al HaKodesh to tell me that ki hecha David l'fnai v'lefnim ha'chinavi behechal. As we all know from reading the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, right, that we do the same thing twice. Achas Amala, Sheva Lamata, we did that inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in front of the Arayin, and we do it also here in the Kodesh, and we sprinkle towards the Parochet. So, where do we know that? We know that from the fact that it says, V'chiper ala kodesh, meaning go out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the same thing in the Heichal. So I don't understand what you're telling me. It's coming to tell me that the Kapora is for Kodesh? That's not what it's coming to tell me. It's telling me it's Sivui. Go in and do the same thing again that you just did in the Lifnai Velifnim. Go into the Heichal and do it al HaKadosh. Same thing you did al HaKadosh HaKadoshim, right? Hey, Rabbi Shimon, that's a good point. What makes you say that it means V'chipar al HaKadosh if we need it to tell me that then? Says Rabbi Shimon, I don't need it to tell me that then. It says V'chein Yaseh Be'ol Moed. Doesn't it say that clearly? I don't understand. You don't want to read? It says, do the same thing in the Omoi that you did there. So why do I need V'chipar al HaKadosh to tell me to do it there? Ah, says Rabbi Yehuda, because if you take those words of V'chein Yaseh, you know what I would say it means? Do the same thing that you did. Okay, what is the same thing that I did? The whole jazz. I shechted a par. I did a goral. I brought a saran aseh bifnim. Do the whole thing again. Meaning bring another par, bring another saran aseh bifnim, and do the same achas lamala v'sheva lamata, the whole jazz. Do the same thing you did and do it again. But then when it says v'chiper, it tells, oh, no, not the whole thing. Only the kapora element, which is the zrikas adam. So then that would mean use the same korbanus that you have and be zorik the dam. Great. But if I'm going to rely on your pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, I would have said, imeahi havamina, naise par v'sarach, rini, I have to start all over again. Bring another par of the kohen and bring another saranase bifnim and start over again. Kamash malan? No, only the v'chiper part. Yes, so why does Rabbi Shimon not need that to tell me that only the V'chiper al HaKodesh is what's central? Because V'chein Yaseh Lo'ol Min Mo'ed is a reference to what I just said to you. What did I just say to you? I said to you to be Zorek Sheva Hazos and one extra Hazor, right? That's what it's referring to. Why would I think it's referring to everything that was said before? I believe that it means v'chein yaseh lo'ol moed from what it is that you're holding in your hands, namely the dam hapar and the dam hasayir. I don't need another pasuk to tell me it's only the kapora. Therefore, when it says v'chiper al HaKodesh, what does it mean? On tumas migdash v'kedoshav, straight out in the pasuk, without any need for comparing it to, hey, where did we find that the Torah was made? I don't need all of that stuff. Okay, now, the Braita continues to say, so I would say, look, I mean, we've got all of these cases. We've got Yediyah Betchilah, Yediyah Besof, which was the Korban of Yoreh. And then we have Yediyah Betchilah without a Yediyah Besof. And we're saying, okay, that was the Saran Aseh Bifnim. And then we have a Yediyah Besof, but there was only a Halama at the beginning. And that we had to look for so we've got basically four different cases. Now you're telling me that this case of the Saran Aseh Bifnim is only mechaper on the case where it was a Yediyah Betchilah and Halama Besof without a Yediyah Besof. So what exactly was your question? Maybe it's metame everything. Talmud Lomar Bipishayem. The Kol Chaktotam, therefore, goes on to say that only on something where there's no korban that is going to be available. Like a pesha. Pesha is no korban. So here we have to be talking about, I'm going to be mechaper on those things where there's no other korban, right? That's what we were dorish. So what is that case? My niyu. So what are you saying? You're saying that's the case of another carbon would mean the other carbon being Yeshba Yediya Betchila, the Yeshba Yediya Besof, and it's coming to exclude that, right? That has its own carbon, and we're talking about something that does not have its own carbon. Yeah, but Yeshba Yediya Betchila, the Yeshba Yediya Besof, I don't need that din of similar to, because Haibar Carbonu. The fact is that it said before that you don't bring a korban of Yom HaKippurim on anything that you have another korban that was defined as the korban. Fine. However, here you have another carbon that's defined as the carbon. So why do I need to say not any other carbon? Ah, no, 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 no. Imagine a case like this. A guy finds out right before Shkia on Yom Kippur, okay? Now, he cannot bring his carbon Olaviyared before he brings the Saranasa B'Fin, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon for yourself on Yom Kippur, obviously. It's a Doicha Yom Kippur, so it's a Doicha Shabbos. So now he is not Chayav a carbon at this point. There's no way for him to bring a carbon. So what it's telling me, okay, I would have thought, if he doesn't have an ability to bring a carbon for himself, that you should bring, meanwhile, the carbon Soira Nazi Bifnim, the Kohen Gadol, brings that carbon, and it would be Mechaper on the carbon out of a Yore temporarily while he's unable to bring it. So Saka Daitramina. So Adamaite Nitalai. So at least this way, Midas Hadin cannot be Pogea in him if the Soira Nazi Bifnim is going to be Taylor for him. That's what we're asking. How do you know that it's not going to be Mechaper? It's true that there's another carbon, but not now. So how do we know it's not going to be Mechaper temporarily until you're able to bring your carbon out of Yared after Yom Kippur, that until then the Soira Nazi Bifnim will be tailored from you? Therefore, that's what Kamash Malan, that the Pusik is telling me, well, besides the fact that the guy is Chayim another carbon, namely a carbon out of Yared, there are circumstances where he cannot be Chayim, such as it's almost Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, we will have a kapora for him in this carbon of Saranazi B'Fnim. Comes along the Pasim, Kol Chatotam, Pishayem. No, just like Pesha doesn't have a carbon due on it at all, so too what this is coming for is where there's no carbon due. Okay, now, the Brisa goes that it says, Amar Mar, and then you said, What exactly that means, minayin, how do we know it? Didn't we just learn exactly that? That if there is no carbon that you're supposed to be bringing now, this is Mechaper. So why is he asking it again? My kakashi. No, now, this question is a very good question. Didn't you just take the posig of the fact that the Torah juxtaposes hatoyin dumya de psha'im, and you just said ma psha'im de lav v'nei korban af chata'im nami de lav v'nei korban, right? Well, maybe lav v'nei korban doesn't mean temporarily lav v'nei korban. Maybe it means lo'olam lav v'nei korban, in which case the chatoim would also, I mean, you never bring a carbon, not in any case, if you did it on purpose, even if you realize that you did tshuva later on and you shouldn't have done it, you still can't bring a carbon ever. So maybe the type of chatoim that are similar to that are chatoim that you'll never be able to bring a carbon ever. What would that be? That would be if there was no yediyah b'tchila. If there's no yediyah b'tchila, then even if there's the yediyah b'sof, there is no korban olav yored, and therefore comes along the Soira Nazi B'Fnim to be mechaper that kapora. I understand what's wrong with that. That's a beautiful way to understand the comparison of kapora on pesha to kapora on chet, and you're claiming, no, it's dafka, it means the type of thing that is able to be coming to Chechi of Korban, because when you find out, then you would have a Yediyah B'Sof, and then it would be Chayav a Korban Olav Yoreid, because you do have a Yediyah B'Tchila. That's what I don't understand. What was wrong with saying that the similarity to Pesha is that a Pesha never could bring a Korban, and we're talking about a case of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav that you could never bring a Korban for, namely, there was no Yediyah B'Tchila. I don't understand why you say Dafka, if there is the idea of betrayal. I understand that. So what would that be? Mind you, what would it be coming for? It would be coming for a case of ein ba yediyah betrayla, the yesh ba yediyah besof, where there will never be a chiyav of a carbon on you, comes along the Soira Nazi B'Fnim on Yom HaKippur, and is mechaper for you. But when you have a yediyah betrayla, and you don't yet have a yediyah besof, since ultimately when you find out you will be Chayav a Korban, then maybe the Soira Nazi B'Fnim doesn't work at all, even to be Teila. So then Kiva de Chibis Yadele Bar Korbanu, immediately, and then it wouldn't be tailored for you at all. That's what I think. Now, maybe you'll tell me, well, I mean, why would that make sense if we know that in the case of Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Sof, the Mishnah said that the person gets a kapara from the Seor HaNaaseh B'Chutz together with Yom Kippur. So if that's true, I mean, we don't know yet how we know that's true, but the Mishnah asserts that that's true. So let's take that as a given. So if the Seor HaNaaseh B'Chutz in Yom HaKippurim is B'Chaper, so why would I think that the Torah is coming to tell me that the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim is Mechaper? I already have a Kapora for that. So the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim must be coming to be Mechaper on something that doesn't currently have a carbon due, but will ultimately have a carbon due. So then I have a reason to have these two separate carbonas. Now, listen here. Salka Daita Chamina Nepuch Mepuch. Look, we're certainly able to switch it, because even if the Seor HaNaaseh B'Chutz is Bechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, maybe it's Bechaper on the type of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav in cases where you could never come to, where you could come to a carbon, and the carbon on Asa Bifnim is Dafka Bechaper where you could never come to a carbon, which is Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila. So let's just switch it. Instead of saying that the Sar on Asa Bifnim is Bechaper on Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, and the Seor HaNaaseh B'Chutz, the Seor Mishtaleach, is Mechaper on the case where you'll never be Chayav, and Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Sof, switch it around and say that the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim, since the Vechiper is on a chait similar to Pesha, so then it's Mechaper Dafka where Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, and the Seor HaNaaseh B'Chutz is the one that's Mechaper for Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof. That's what the kasha was. That's a darn good kasha. So, Saka Daita Chamina Nepuch Mepuch. That's why, Omar Kro, L'Kol Chatotam. Why are we calling it Chatotam? To tell me to the type of things that you're going to be Chayav Echatas for. That's why we're referencing it as Chatas. Michlal de Bnei Chataot Ninu. So we're Dafka talking about cases where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, and therefore you are Chayav Echait, so to speak, for that Echatas, for that Chait. Okay. So then I've got another question. You're telling me that it's going to be mechaper in the sense that it's going to be tele until you bring your carbon out of a yard. How do you know it's only tele? Maybe it should be mechaper a kapara gemura, so that if the person on Yom Kippur did not yet know that he was chayev, comes along the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim to be mechaper for him, and therefore even when he ends up finding out a month later that he was chayev because he had been nichbas with tuma to migdash or he ate kodesh, he was already mischaper with the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim. What makes you say that it only is tolet, but as soon as he finds out, he's mechuyev to bring it? I'll tell you why. Because you see, if it would have said mechatotam, so it said it would be mechaper for the Bnei Yisrael, for mi pishayem umechatotam, yes, then you would have been 100% right. It would have said it's going to give you a full kapora. But here it says lichochatotam, as we just said, meaning lichochatotam are things that will ultimately be chayev chatas. You can't have it both ways. You can't say something that will ultimately be chayev chatas will not be chayev chatas. That's the whole point. It's going to be mechaper on something that will be mechayev you a chatas when you do find out, and then you'll have to bring the carbon oil of a year, right? And until then, so what's the purpose of it? That until then, it's tailor. So, I mean, what's the importance of that? V'chimiyachesh enu mechaper. So in what sense is it tole? I mean, how does that help you that it's tole? Well, says Rabbi Zero, what do you mean if it's tole? If the guy dies, so then he would die without any sins because he didn't never had his chance to bring his carbon all over. Or he said, what, is he going to burn in hell because he never had a chance to be mischaper? No, the Seor HaNaaseh B'Fnim would be mechaper for him. Maybe that's what it means. Amalei Rava, no, that's not what it means. Because if the person dies, he doesn't need a kapara. Because the Gemara says that Misa, this read in Yuma, that Misa is mechaper for all of the averis, that what if you couldn't be mechaper with Truva Yom Kippur, Misa is mechaper for it. So then why would we need a kapara if the guy dies? Mita memareket. Elam Aravi, you know what it means. When something is tailor, it means it's lahagin alav mina yisurin. If mina sadin can't be makatrik against this person, so then it prevents yisurin from affecting him. Okay. So now.
Last time we were talking before, Rebbe stressed the Rashi on the whole chadasam, but also it's not just mi chadasam, but it's mi pishay hen, that ashabu bepesh hashen bar korban. Maybe made a big deal of it because I had it marked.
I just made a big deal of it. I just did it efficiently.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I mentioned that the correct girsa should be me pishayem me chatosam, which is in fact Rashi's girsa elsewhere. But maybe that's probably what your note is, because the whole idea was the comparison of pesha tachet, right? So the Gemara was saying if it would have said me pishayem me chatosam. That's the argiris is a little bit confusing about that. Maybe that's what you're referring to. Could be. Okay. Anyway, the next piece of our mission. The next piece of the Mishnah says that if ein ba yediyah betchila, the yesh ba yediyah besof, so it'll never come with a korban. So then we said that the sara mishtaleach is the kapara for it. That sara nasa bechutz together with atzma shiyom kippurim, which is itself a kapara. Those two korbanos are mechaper. Now, the thing is that the Torah actually puts together the kapora of the two. It says, Siri zimachat chatat, milvat chatat kippurim. So that means that we compare the kapora of the Siri zimachat chatat right at the beginning to the chatat kippurim. Now, the chatat kippurim that we're talking about is actually the one that is the Nasa Pachutz, and we then have a comparison between the various Seirim that are brought, because it's comparing the Seir Nasa Bifnim to the Seir Nasa Pachutz, and that's what the Mishnah said. Just like the Seir Nasa Bifnim is only Mechaper on something that has a Yediyah, so too, the Saranasa Pachutz is only mechaper on something that has a yediyah, right? Now, obviously, it can't be the same yediyah. So the Saranasa Bifnim, as we just explained, is mechaper on a yediyah bitchila, which is mechatotam, because it can come to the chatas of Orlo Vyorit. And the yediyah that we're talking about of the Saranasa Pachutz is to tell me that it needs a yediyah besof. And that's b'chaper on it. But if you don't have a yediya, lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, then we have the sire roshe chadash, and so on and so forth, right? That's how we go on from the Mishnah. But what I don't understand is if the Torah actually compares the sara nasa b'fnim to the sara nasa b'chutz, milvad chatat kippurim, right? So then a hekesh normally means that the two are the same. So why don't we say that the pnimi should be mechaper both for its own kapara, namely, if you had yediyah betchila, and it would also be mechaper for the kapara of the chitzon. So what difference would it make? I don't understand. It would make a big difference. Suppose you're in a tight spot and you don't have sufficient seirim, you're unable to bring the soyer lazazel. God only knows what could be. Maybe you have enemies outside the wall and you're unable to bring the Sa'ir Lazazel, right? So the nafkamina would be, in practical terms, if you weren't able to bring the Sa'ir Anasa Pachutz, so then this would be enough to be mechaper on you. No. On Akra, look at the Pusik and you'll see the most fascinating thing. That the Pusik mentions twice the Achas Peshana. Remember back in Tetzaveh at the end, when we're talking about making the Mizbeach Hazav and so on, right? And we talked about what we didn't even understand at the time because we didn't even know about Yom HaKippurim yet. And the Pusik said over there, V'chiper Aharon al Karnotav Achad Bashana Midam Chatat HaKippurim. And then again it says, Achad Bashana, repeats Achad Bashana twice. Achad Bashana Yechaper Alav L'Dorotechem, right? Okay. We have to understand both of those Achad Bashanats. Now, one is talking about that this is V'chiper Achad. And the other one is Achad B'Shana Yechaper. Now, those are two different things. One, the latter one is saying you don't bring two different things on this kapora, to do this kapora. The other one is saying one of these korbanas is only Mechaper on one thing. V'chiper HaKarnotav Achad B'Shana. So what that means is we're going to be Dorish both of them. So since the Pasuk says Achad, it means that this kapora can only be mechaper on one thing. So v'chiper al karnotav achat, kapora achat mechaper, but eno mechaper shtei kaporot. And you're saying that the k'ser nasib ifnim should be able to be mechaper both for yesh bo yediyah b'tchila and for ein bo yediyah b'tchila. But those are two separate kaporas. And it says that Aaron can only be mechaper one thing with this kapora. So achas and not shtai. Well, okay, fine. That I understand. But that's a reference to the chatat HaKippurim that's brought b'fenim. But maybe the Saran Aseh B'chutz could be mechaper for both. And therefore, if you didn't bring the Saran Aseh B'fenim, so then the Saran Aseh B'chutz would be sufficient to be mechaper both on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav Sheyesh Bo Yediyah B'tchila, which would normally have been the province of the Saran Aseh B'fenim. And in this case, we didn't bring the Saran Aseh B'fenim. The Saran Aseh B'chutz could be mechaper also for the Yesh Bo Yediyah B'tchila, besides its own kapora of Yesh Bo Yediyah only B'sof and not B'tchila, right? So why not that? Why does the Mishnah say the Chitzon is only mechaper of Yesh Bo Yediyah B'sof? It's not mechaper on the Yesh Bo Yediyah B'tchila ve'en Bo Yediyah B'sof. Nechaper HaChitzon Adidei plus what would normally have been the Saran Aseh B'fenim, Amai Dovid P'nimi, and you'll ask me what's Nafka Mina again. The Nafka Mina here would be very simple, because over here, since the order of the carbon, it would be Nafka Mina Latuma Di'ir A Ben Zelazeh. Here, even if you had enough Se'irim, since you bring the Saran Aseh B'fenim before the Saran Aseh B'chutz, I mean, we couldn't have said the stairs before, because it wasn't in that order, but here the order would be, let's say somebody became Tameh or did a chet with the Tumah of Knisah LaMikdash between the time that the Saran Aseh B'fenim was brought and the time the Saran Aseh B'chutz was brought, it would be mechaper on him. So we would essentially have two kaporas for Tumah HaMikdash v'Kedoshav in the event that somebody became Tameh in between and he had a idea that he was Tameh, but he didn't have a idea himself. What do you say about that? Ah, no. That's what the second Achad B'Shana means. It means that this kapora, not this korban, this kapora only takes place once a year. So therefore, where I was miyached this kapora for the Saran Aseh B'fenim, it took place with the Saran Aseh B'fenim, it can't take place with the Saran Aseh B'chutz, because it's a one-time-a-year kapora. A beautiful diak in the fasting. It's astounding. You read these psukim, yeah, it's just sort of like reiterating, no, it's a totally different concept. So the korban can only be mechaper one thing, and this kapora can only take place once a year, which is why the Torah actually has over here these two separate korbanos that are connected to the two different levels of yediyah. Imagine the centrality of understanding the interrelationship of how the korban works and what the element of the kapora on the person is and the kapora bichlal on the tzibur. It's absolutely astonishing stuff. Wow.